Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS. I am the world and I'm John Patchell. King Charles IV, the Gregory Company, and the publisher of the Defense of Voltaire. Gregory, I learned from English news that the king, the crown, is making some changes in its real estate, its property. Right now, it's said by the news from England that the king is downsizing, but you're going to help me understand what it is that the king is responsible for and how it represents itself to the people. This is King Charles III, a partial list. There's Buckingham Palace, there's Windsor Castle, there's Highgrove, there's Burke Hall, there's Clarence House, there's Sandringham, and Balmoral, and a vacation home in Romania, which he just recently visited, I believe. There is also a cottage, well, a gorgeous property in Wales, that is now said to be passing in some fashion from the king and the queen because they no longer have the time to attend to it properly. But I'm being careful with my language. They're not selling any of these. Is that correct?
Well, we don't know that they're selling any of them. They're certainly not selling any of the major properties at all, but the crown is not. But the property in Transylvania in Romania is actually a personal property of His Majesty, which he bought privately many years ago. So that's just a private estate, it's not a state home. And the king has made it clear that he doesn't want on a regular basis to have to stay when he's in London, at Buckingham Palace. That's the office, and of course the Queen had a little flat above the office, so she lived part of every week at Buckingham Palace, although her major home was Windsor Castle. So the King will use Buckingham Palace for formal functions and formal work, but that will be opened up increasingly to allow public visits, and there are already public visits available to Buckingham Palace. So the real interest began when it was announced that the king would no longer use the Welsh property, which is at Clun y Wermod, which is a beautiful little estate. Nothing pretentious, really, but with nice grounds and so on, which he kept for his visits to Wales. But that was when he was Prince of Wales. And he is no longer Prince of Wales. He's passed that title on to his son, because that once the king accedes to the throne, his heir then becomes Prince of Wales. So the present Prince of Wales, of course, is Prince William. Prince William is the one who has decided that he doesn't want to use the Clun y Wermod home, because he wants to stay in little hotels and bed and breakfasts when he and Princess Kate are visiting Wales, as they must do because he is Prince of Wales. But this property at Clun y Wermod was very effective because it showed the Welsh people that the previous Prince of Wales had a home and a permanent presence, a symbolic presence in Wales. And when then Prince Charles was in Wales, as he was numerous times in the year, but particularly around July, functions would occur at that lovely little estate at Clun y Wermod, including visits by local singing groups and dancing groups and the like. So this was a cultural setup, which will not be there possibly in the future. The question is, what will the Duchy of Cornwall, which owns those properties in Wales and is under the control of the Prince of Wales, that's his sort of, if you like, holding company, what will they decide to do with Clun y Wermod? Will they give up ownership of it or the lease of it and just move on, or will they keep it or let it out to other users, and you know, long-term leaseholders and the like. But it's very important that that the Crown be seen to have homes in all of the areas, all of the separate nations of the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So I think any decision to get rid of Cluain Ní Uaimid would have to be taken carefully so that it didn't look as though the Prince of Wales no longer had a Welsh home.
I see. And one detail here with the last 30 seconds we have. I believe I've read that the king prefers to live in Clarence House. Will that be permanent, or does he have to move into Buckingham?
No, he won't move into Buckingham Palace. That's what he's already made clear. So they'll keep almost certainly some of their London residence in Clarence House, where they're very comfortable.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm learning. My explanation is there were a couple of unhappy conversations in the 18th century. Otherwise, I'd be a happy colonial such as Gregory, and part of the Commonwealth.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.